Hello, everyone, and welcome to this. Free to a Good Home. It's back, baby, after a week away. Or maybe it's been 2 weeks. I don't remember. My name's Michael Hing, and joining me, as not always, but occasionally, is not Ben Jenkins, who has something called a child to look after. How dare he? Instead, you are joined by world heavyweight champion of sucking his own dick. It's no. Tom Walker.
All right. Yes, I did receive. Okay, so you messaged me at 9 a.m. today asking if I was free to do a podcast. And I replied at 10:35 because that's when I woke up. And this is the thanks you give me. You introduced me.
I said you're a world champion.
Yeah, but for one, I'm a heavyweight, not the sveltest weight class. I would love to be my height and a welterweight, which I think would make me look like Slender Man.
I think if you were your height, which is about 6'3", something like that.
Yeah, 6'2", something like that. Hey, can I tell you my new thing that I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start saying that I am 6 foot flat just to really ruin some people's days. I think if you're over 6 feet tall, saying that you are 6 foot on the dot is a great way to just watch people's lives crumble around you.
But Tom, you're probably wondering why I wanted to talk to you today. It's not just because
I know why you want to talk to me. You have to do a podcast. And look, I'm the person you can rely on to have nothing on.
It's true. And look, am I doing a podcast mostly to plug a stand-up show that I'm doing in Sydney on Friday the 19th of November at the Comedy Store? Look, that's
this is shameless.
Two and a half weeks. And do I have to sell a bunch of tickets? Yes. Did the Comedy Store tell me, don't worry, everyone will want to see comedy because they've been in lockdown for 10 weeks? And did they say that? Yes. And did I believe them? Yes. And as a result, do I have like a fucking, 300-seat room to fill now and I'm a bit anxious about it? Absolutely. Tom, so that's reality. Please come along to that. I'm redoing my comedy festival show. It'll be real fun. But Tom, the real reason I've brought you here isn't just to plug my show at the Comedy Store on the 19th of November in Sydney.
Okay.
It's not just that. It's actually because it's not just to hang out with my friend Tom. By the way, how are you, Tom? Are you well?
What the fuck is going on?
Are you okay, Tom? How do you feel? Do you feel rested?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm all right.
Do you feel anxious
I'm
at all, Tom?
Kind of rested. I think I could have gotten a
little
bit
more. Do you feel guilty
more
at all, Tom?
What do you mean?
Do you feel a sense of guilt in your life right now?
Why Nothing? Should I?
Can't think of anything that you might feel guilty about, Tom? Nothing keeping you awake at night?
I'm fine.
No debts that you need to make right? Because, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else listening to this podcast, I've invited Tom Walker here today to confront him about something. It's not just that he spends all of his time sucking his own dick and
I don't do that.
And driving his truck for millions of dollars from around the world.
Yeah, that's a gross exaggeration.
It's not just that.
Not even thousands.
It's also that last weekend, in fact, I was in a park with none other than Tom's housemate and occasional enemy, Demi Lardner.
Okay.
I was in a park with her.
Been in a 4-year relationship. Seems seductive.
I don't know if if Dave told you about this. I was walking through Glebe that day and Dave Harmon and Shakira Khan from Dragon Friends fame drove past me and they stopped to like wave and say hello. And then I looked at them and sort of, because I didn't want to hold up traffic.
Yeah.
I walked over to talk to them and they thought better of them and then just walked off.
So their interaction was they stopped and waved at you from a car. Like, presumably they didn't like stop in the middle of the road. They were like stopped at a stoplight or something.
They stopped at it. They pulled up at the lights, yeah.
Yeah, and you walked out towards them and then went, no, no. And then just
and then bailed.
Waved away.
I waved them away.
Away.
Like a rude person at a fancy restaurant might do to a garçon or something. That was me. And then Dave posted about it in the Dragon Friends Facebook group, being like, lol, Hing did this thing. But because in the Facebook groups, the actual name of the person who does the post is quite small, people just read it thinking it was like a fan. Just being like, I approached Michael Hing in the street and he was very rude to me.
This is one of those things that doesn't work well at all. Because, one of the content a piece of content you can reliably get is I had a strange social interaction with Michael Hing, and it's always fun work out if that's their fault or yours. Because often the blame is pretty evenly split.
Yeah, and in this instance, I think it's entirely on them. I was very normal and I'm not rude at all. Anyway, Tom, last weekend I ran to Dave and Shaq and then waved them away. They then posted about it and then got all whingy about it. And then they wanted to meet Hum and I for an ice cream. Mm-hmm. So Hum organized that. So afterwards, the four of us met up. We texted you as well to see if you were free for ice cream. You were busy, I think, sucking your own dick or something. But Demi was available. So the five of us went to the park.
Yeah.
While we were there, we discussed the potential of us having plans for a summer getaway at some point.
Yes.
And I then went home and booked a summer getaway for all of us. I even got Hum to text you and ask you if you were committed to this.
Yes.
And Tom, you said you were.
Yeah. I think it'll be nice to go away.
Now, a week later, everyone else in that group, my girlfriend Hum, Dave, Shaq, Demi, have all paid me for the summer getaway.
Oh, my God.
But Tom Walker has not. Now, Tom, has there been a problem with your bank or something? Is that what's happening?
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Is there?
Are you serious?
Has your PayPal gone down, Tom? Is that what's happened?
Are you honestly serious?
I've sent you in the group chat, Tom. You definitely have my bank details, Tom. You definitely have them.
Okay, I'm in a lot of group chats.
I don't think that's an excuse.
Oh my God. Okay.
Actually, it's even worse than that. Our friends Ash and Scott are also coming, and they've also paid me for this.
Well, that's fine. I haven't opened the group chat. Okay, let me read this.
You haven't opened the group chat?
We are staying at a place called the in, which is up past. The address is 50.
I would say maybe don't read that out on air, Tom.
This is my challenge to you. I know what reading that out does, but I'm going to see if either of you fuckers know how to edit audio after doing this for approximately 19 years. If either of you can fucking just snip something out or bleep it.
So, Tom, those are my bank details there in that group chat. And what I would like is for you to transfer me the money.
I'm noticing here there's a message exchange here in the group chat.
Mm-hmm.
Good work, everyone. This is from Michael. Mm-hmm. Hum, I noticed you still haven't paid me for the Acom.
Uh-huh.
And then Hum says, I transferred you last night and you know that. And then you say, also, you can't pay me from the joint account.
So what happened was Hum paid me, but she paid me out of the joint account.
Uh-huh.
So she transferred me money, but out of our account.
Mm.
So I paid for half of her accommodation.
That's crazy.
Which I think is sneaky on her part. I think that's not okay.
Is there such like a divide between your two's finances? What, like, are you just trying to keep her out of the joint account so she doesn't spend it on cubes or something?
No, but the joint account is both of ours. You can spend it on stuff that is like for both of us.
Yes.
But if she owes me money, she can't pay me money out of the joint account, Tom. That's
she
like
owes you money. Why wouldn't you just pay for both of you out of the joint account?
Because there wasn't enough money in the joint account to pay for everyone.
Well, then put more money in the joint account, Michael. Get a second job. Drive for DoorDash. I can't be coming up with these solutions for you.
No, I had the money to pay for it.
Get out there, rise and grind.
The joint account, it was in my account.
Okay, maybe it should be in the joint account.
The joint account has very little money in it. The joint account isn't for big things. It's for like paying electricity bills or whatever, which I guess we don't do because we live with my parents. The joint account used to be for us like paying for house stuff, but now that we live with my parents, it's basically useless because,
yeah.
What? I just think that it's crazy that she paid me out of the joint account. Am I being crazy?
She definitely did it intentionally. So she used half of her regular money and half of your money. And it's funny that she was able to trick you in such a way.
Mm.
But I don't know what. This is baffling. Basically,
what do you think I should do in this situation then?
Oh, you should leave her. And this is me kind of stealthily changing Hum's life for the better. You're in the right, man, and you can do better.
You think I should leave Hum over this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what should I do to you who has paid me no money, joint account or otherwise?
I think that I should get the money that was sent to you out of the joint account.
Well, I don't think that solves anything, Tom.
It seems like it's causing you a lot of distress.
Open up your browser.
All right.
Now, I want you, Tom, to open and go. What bank are you with? What bank do you use?
CommBank.
Okay, we'll just go to CommBank.
I'm on this. I know the URL to type in to get to my net banking.
Shh, Tom, you're getting angry.
Oh my god!
Now click on the top right hand corner of that. There'll be a little thing that says log on. Click on that, Tom.
Yes, I'm.
And you want to just go to NetBank log on?
I'm already logged in.
Okay, so once you've logged on, once you've logged on to NetBank, Tom, what you want to do there is click on whichever account you want to pay me out of. Whichever account.
You are
choice.
The worst person to be in charge of money like
account.
This. You are.
It could be a CDIA.
Just the
account.
Absolute,
account
my
you
absolute
want,
worst nightmare.
Just click on
to
that.
To be chasing
it's
this shit
easy.
Up.
And then you've got to pay or transfer again. It's a yellow little button there you can click. Just called pay or transfer.
I'm.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Transfers and BPay.
And it's from there, and then two, and then again, just to Michael Hing. Do you have my details in there, Tom?
Yes.
Have my details there, Tom? Okay. Well, just click on that, and then just put the amount of money you owe me into that.
Oh my god!
It's $14,000.
It's not $14,000.
No, it's not. But just put the money you owe me into that, Tom.
That's so much money. Now you've just reminded me that $14,000 exists, and that makes me nervous.
And then just transfer it to Roll Team. And then what you want to do is just screenshot that receipt and send it to me as proof of that purchase, Tom. And then we can get on with the podcast.
Okay, fine. It's been sent.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen the receipt yet, Tom.
Well, I'm going to send it to your email address.
Just put it in the group. Okay, you can put it in the group chat or in the... Yep, it's fine, Tom.
Sure. It's been sending... Yeah, I'm sending it to your email address. .com. Or would you like me to send it to your personal phone number? 04. Which of those would you prefer? Again, those options are your personal email address or your phone number, which is 04. Okay. Leaving a gap here so it's more annoying to edit.
Do you think somehow this reflects well on you, Tom? You owe me money and you're being such a fucking child about it? Just pay my fucking money.
I didn't know that you fucking... I wasn't aware that this had happened. I hadn't even checked the fucking group chat. Honestly, I had no idea that we'd decided on a place to go.
I feel like I couldn't have done anything else, Tom, in terms of just... I don't think I could have done anything else. I don't think I could have done any more. I started the group chat. I put all the info in there. Hum messaged you and was like, are you sure you want to do this? You replied yes. I think this is all on you, buddy.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right, well, I'm looking forward to a peaceful New Year's away.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have a fun time. Now I've just got a notification here from I've been sent the following money from Tom David Walker from NetBank. Okay, great. All right, now we can start the podcast. Tom, how are you?
Oh my god.
How are you, Tom? Have you had a good week?
Yeah. Hey, Hing, what's up, baby? I've had a good one. I am having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael, I got an H shifter for my driving rig setup. And wouldn't you know it, it really changes the feel of the whole dang thing.
This is, for people who don't know that Tom does this, Tom drives a truck on video games for a living. And what is an H shifter, Tom?
It's a, you know, like a, it lets you drive stick.
Oh, because you can't drive in real life, can you?
I can drive. I just hate it.
Or you can, but you don't.
Because I get very...
Can you drive manual in real life?
Yeah. But I get so scared when I drive because I feel like I'm going to... Maybe this is just anxiety. I've found out, Michael, that a lot of the things I feel are mental illness or neurodivergence. I've started describing how I feel to my therapist. And after actually put into words what my day-to-day life is like, she will pause for a long time and go... Tom, after I'm like, well, I don't feel like I have any anchor in history or time. And also, I feel this crushing sense of dread.
Now, obviously, I'm not a mental health professional, no. Tom. I would never pretend to be.
You would absolutely pretend to be.
And I'm, it, and I'm, and
no,
I'm not saying
I'm going to stop
all...
you there. I think if it gave you a skerrick of dopamine, I think if you gave you an iota of trickery, you would immediately pretend to be a mental health professional.
Well, Tom, it's, I'm glad you said that because I recently graduated.
You piece of shit.
I recently graduated from wellness.com's no, Tom, I don't want to besmirch the good name of your therapist, who I assume is a lovely
she's a lovely lady.
A lovely lady. But I have to be very careful about how I phrase this, because obviously people are very people are very sensitive about
it's if I could hazard a guess, is this a situation where you want to respect mental health and the struggles people have with it, but also broadly disrespect your friend Tom Walker?
Yes, what I would like to do, Tom, what I would like to do is broadly respect the struggles that other people are going through and completely undermine the struggles that you specifically, Tom Walker, are going through. The perfect scenario for me is for me to walk away, is for us to all walk away from this and everyone thinks, wow, Michael Hing is a champion for mental health broadly and specifically,
yes,
not of Tom Walker.
Incredible. Incredible the activism work that this man does. And then there's that idiot there who desperately needs to drink a cup of concrete and harden the fuck up.
Because obviously everyone goes through, not everyone, but a lot of people go through depression and anxiety and have mental health struggles that are very, very real. A lot of people do that.
Yes.
We all get sad sometimes, and I think it's important to acknowledge that and for us all to... I guess support each other is really important.
But for me, you are trying to get...
Unless.
Yes. You are. What you're trying to do is get Are You Okay Day specifically taken off the table for me.
That's so funny. If Are You Okay Day had a blacklist...
It'd be so good, hey.
You're not allowed to ask.
Genuinely, it seems like it'd be a great way for them to get back in the news and also added a little bit of much-needed edge to their image. Hey, just so you know, everyone, you're not allowed to check in with Australian clown Tom Walker. We don't know how he's doing, and frankly, we don't care to find out.
No, Tom, I shouldn't. I actually, now that you've paid me my money, I shouldn't.
You're such a piece
actually,
of shit.
You're a friend of mine again, now that you are no longer in my debt. So I actually think that your therapist is right and that you require a lot of help. Is that what they were saying? I don't know.
I don't know. I have to fucking organize an ADHD... Shit. Apparently I've got...
What? You've got ADHD as well?
I'm very distracted.
Are you doing the test?
Yeah.
What are your symptoms? What are your ADHD symptoms?
Well, I'm very distracted, and it took me 2 weeks and a prompting from my therapist to try and book an appointment with the ADHD diagnosis. So that's like...
I wonder, it's very common now for people to get ADHD diagnoses and stuff. Did you have one as a kid?
No, I didn't. But I never had hyperactivity. I'm like very easily distracted, and also my life is a mush that doesn't have any like anything to grab onto.
Do you think driving a truck on the internet helps that or hinders?
I don't think it does much of either, to be honest. It is a nice way to spend the time.
What about spending time with your friend Michael Hing? Do you think that is a net positive or negative on your mental health?
Possibly weigh in on that. I guess I'll find out on this holiday.
Have you ever
the Michael figure, Tom, on the count is of he three, back? Yeah.
On the count of three, Tom, let's both say on the count of three, if we've ever talked to our therapists about the other person.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, ready?
Yes. One, two, three.
No. Okay, good.
I was sure you were going to say yes. I was so scared. I was like, why would he be bringing it up if it wasn't yes? You psycho.
All right.
I have so many good reasons to talk about you in therapy. Yeah, he's my best friend, but he constantly betrays me and lies about me to people.
But Tom, you know, when you enter our thing,
this thing of ours,
we swear it up. what's it? Omerta? Omerta? Omerta.
Omerta, yeah.
Omerta.
Omerta.
You're aware of Omerta, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm aware of Omerta.
The code of silence around our thing.
Of course. Sorry, I forgot about our thing. Yeah, you start to...
Do you think comedy could rebrand as being the mafia? Or?
I mean, it does... It is like... When you watch The Sopranos, you get the feeling that a lot of the vibe behind like organized crime is guys who are just looking to do anything to just sit around and do nothing and eat a sandwich all day. Like, and I do think that comedy has that kind of vibe as well, especially the trajectory of like stand-up comedian to radio host.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's okay. just like well, you're okay. you're just well, doing anything you can to dodge an honest day's work.
Just seems like you are specifically talking about me. All right, this is a podcast where we go through the week's classifieds and or text on the internet and find the best and worst stuff to talk about.
My Lord.
This one was sent in by Charlotte. Thank you very much, Charlotte. Hall of Cowards MVP, Charlotte. Tom, I've just messaged you this to you.
Yes,
this is taken from the Melbourne CBD area from Craigslist. And this is someone seeking, this is M for F, a male looking for a female, seeking a mistress to dominate me for $100.
Wow.
Mid-20s, submissive male, looking for a dominant woman to abuse me and dominate me for $100 a session.
Okay.
Preferably someone wanting to do this on a regular basis. I can host at my place in the Central Business District and happy to catch up with you for a coffee beforehand. Below is just some of the play that I enjoy.
Hmm.
I love getting humiliated and treated as a sock slave.
Oh, Lord.
I love being degraded when mistress makes me feel pathetic and laughs at me and instructs me exactly what to do, like teach me where and how to smell socks and clean them. I feel like we're getting a theme here of what they're into.
I'm getting the idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you might have to get really verbal with me, like calling me names. Tom, do you have any names that you would call someone who had to smell and clean your socks?
Michael Hing.
Sorry, what, Tom? That's what you'd call them? You'd call them...
Yes.
How dare
Either you. For accuracy or to enrage them and denigrate them.
You think it's the most humiliating thing you can call someone?
Yeah.
The classify continues.
Talking to the guy in the piss trough at Bergane and calling him Michael Hing and him being like, whoa, no, there's limits, you know.
That's not cool, bro.
That's not cool, man. I'm a person. You can't just call me things like that.
I really enjoy being forced to do stuff and getting punished for not cleaning your socks well enough or smelling them hard enough or simply because I'm too pathetic. Like disgusting things, like spitting on my face or in my mouth, slapping, taping my mouth, breath play through face sitting, trampling, feeding your toenails or snot, shoving your smelly armpits after gym, spitting on socks, making me smell shoes, take out insoles of your shoes and grabbing my hair and making me lick them. Okay, that feels very specific.
Yep. And does that feel very specific? Because potentially on episode 135, you did this classified.
I think it was a different one, wasn't it?
Well, there was a sock guy.
I think this is a different sock. I think this is the same guy, but a different...
Oh my God, he's taken out multiple ads?
I mean,
that makes sense. If you type this fucking copy out, you're going to go back and retune it and put it out there again.
How do you know that? Do you just remember it from the last time you were on the podcast? Is that what you remember?
I feel like maybe Ep 35. Either it was one that I was on, or
it was one you were on. You were on episode 135. Yep.
Yeah. So I think we did it then. There's something
this
about me
one?
That attracts you to this.
How did you know the episode number though?
I googled. I typed "sock slave" into the Free to a Good Home Facebook group. To search for the post because I was like, I've seen this.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is a different classified by the same person.
Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know that I remember all of it, but I do remember feeding your toenails or snot.
Yes.
Why'd I say that? That's so fucking disgusting.
It's weird that you said that, Tom. It is
using like
Charlotte said, remember sock guy? He's back and better than ever.
Oh my Lord.
I think this is the same guy and it's a yeah.
Right. This is horrifying.
You can grab my hair and take out the insoles of your shoes, grab my hair, making me lick them. You can grab my hair and shove socked feet in my mouth.
Would you if you were eating toenails and snot, Michael? If you were eating toenails and snot, is that a situation where you stir it all together like you've got a Chobani flip? Or are you using the toenail as like a nacho and the snot as a salsa?
Oh, I think, unless they've been saving them up, I think, in which case it's very upsetting. If they've been keeping them in a jar or something, you're not into that necessarily because that's a bit unhygienic.
Mm.
Would I... Maybe an omelette is the best way to...
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Eggs.
Just like, yeah, try and sneak him through there.
I honestly, obviously people are free to do what they want. This is not for me personally. I guess some of the humiliation stuff I would probably have a crack at, just because I think eventually at some point you just want to give things a go just to see if you're into them.
Mm.
But there's some stuff that I'd be like a bit unhygienic stuff that I'd be like, all right, I don't need to know if I'm into that or not, you know? I don't need to deal with toenails and stuff because it could be a bit unhealthy long
term. Yeah,
or it's just someone calling me a little sock slave or something. That's fine. You know, I could, if someone wanted to try that, I'd be open to it.
I feel
this
like
it's not an invitation for anyone listening, but
just again, that email address is
ready to pop the question. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I feel like for me with the humiliation stuff, I'd just be too worried that they'd hit me on a pressure point. I feel like if you're like, you know how you kind of run out of stuff to say sometimes in bed, I feel like at some point the person will be like, yeah, you're just a little worm, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, I am, you know, having a good time or whatever. And then they're like, you think maybe you've got you just have a bad work ethic because you're a bad person.
Oh, sure. So you'd be worried that in the sort of riffing in the bedroom,
yeah,
they would kind of hit something that's like a sensitive moment for you.
Your comedy's derivative, isn't it, you little worm? And be like, hang on.
Yeah. Do you want me to riff out some humiliating sexual things to say to you, Tom? Is that where this riff is going? Or?
No, I don't want you to do that.
I just...
What? What would you do?
If I was trying to really hurt you in bed, what would I say?
Mm.
Now, I want to be clear, Tom. This is not me saying this to you. This is me embodying the character of someone who's trying to humiliate you in bed.
Okay.
But I want you to know I don't believe these things I'm about to say.
Okay. Great.
Okay. But I think what I would do is I would probably focus on season one of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yep, that sounds about right.
Because if you look at the... Because what's Tom was on a show called Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Australia. Essential, anyway, Australia. Essential distinction. Because people know Whose Line Is It Anyway, and they know that it's a good show. And then you introduce the fact that there was a single season of a show with Australia added to the end. Man, did I tell you, I just found out that I'm not nominated for an actor?
Did you?
Yeah, we didn't get the shortlist.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I didn't. I was on the long list of potential nominees for an actor. For short form entertainment.
For whose line is it anyway? Back in 2017.
No. This is for streaming.
Oh, and then you didn't get through.
We didn't get it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Well, the reason I would bring
That's
up Whose Line
right.
Is It Anyway is because predominantly the people involved with that show have all gone on to quite huge things. So this was back in 2016. So obviously, in the bedroom, okay. I'd have to probably bring up a diagram or something, maybe some Wikipedia articles, but.
Well, I think an easy way to do it, if you wanted to, was just Google Whose Line Is It Anyway Australia, yeah. And then show me that on the Google results page, I'm the only person without a photo on their IMDb.
Well, I'd be like, ooh, Tom, you were the reason Whose Line Is It Anyway Australia failed. Because Tommy Little, he's gone on to be very successful hosting, I think he's on the project now. Rhys Darby is a delight. Everyone loves Rhys Darby. Cal Wilson, I think she's on the board of the Melbourne Comedy Festival now. Obviously, Steen Riscopoulos.
Yes.
He's gone international.
He's in the Duchess and uh-huh. Netflix.
Bridie
yeah.
Connell has won an ARIA since then. Susie Youssef has her own craft show on Channel 10. It seems right. Really, Tom's the one who's...
Tom has a verified Twitch account, so...
And do you think that would make you nut real hard if I said that?
Yeah, man, I got to be honest. I'm holding back right now. I want to bust my shit all over you.
Oh,
damn, homie.
All right, this classified continues.
Michael, you're making me want to explode. No, I'm not ready to go back to the classified, man. I got to get my nut butter out. It's bubbling up in me.
You can grab my hair and shove sock feet in my mouth.
That feels
tie me
good.
Up and sit on my face and push my face on your socked feet... putting dog chain on me otherwise, like pantyhose. I'm not mostly into this above. What? It feels like you are, dude. Feels like you are.
I have my own set of achievements.
But I really enjoy being punished.
And in my own way, I'm doing
really
pretty
enjoy
well.
Being punished, but I'm not into pain and being...
Talk to me, Michael. Am I gone? I've got my own set of achievements, and you know, it's everyone's running
Tom,
their own race.
Your video has disappeared from my Halloween backdrop on Zoom.
Yeah, my camera froze.
Oh, well, all right. Well, we don't need it anymore. Now, if you'll let me continue this classified, Tom, I'm.
Oh, just no.
What did you want, Tom? What did you want to say? The floor is yours.
It's just, you know, you can't focus on other people's races in showbiz, and I mean that works any way you want to interpret
it. What?
You can't, you know, everyone's running their own race. You know, you can't look at other people's achievements and say, "Oh, that should be me."
Have you come yet, or?
This is me edging. This is me talking myself back down. This is the equivalent of like imagining grandma or whatever.
I think we've done a lot of weird stuff on this, but I think this episode could be the most upsetting one people will ever listen to.
Well, yeah. Maybe we should... This one, you know how sometimes you have like a disclaimer at the start of the podcast? Maybe this one needs a disclaimer that we're still friends at the end of it. We come back a day later and it's just like, hey, just so you know, we've been no ill will. All's in good fun. Oh, there's my alarm to wake up just going off. 11:35 a.m.
I really enjoy being punished, but I'm not into pain. And being made or forced to do them. You'll definitely have to make me feel... You have me under your full control, like command me exactly what to do, like being specific or grabbing my hair or shaking my feet on my face when I'm lying down. This is what the classifier can do. If I ever try to take a fresh air while smelling socks, punish me really hard, saying how dare you, whatever, and grabbing my hair so I can't run away, or tie me up. You can be like a strict mistress or princess type that laughs and makes me feel how pathetic I am. You'll probably have to make me feel how honored I should be to serve you and how generous you are to have me look at your socks. Please, serious inquiries only. That is $100 to dominate this man.
I think the interesting thing here is the how dare you whatever is such an interesting thing. It's like when you're auditioning for an ad or something and they're like, and then for this bit, just kind of make it your own.
Mm.
You know, it feels like, well, no, I want you to write this line because I don't want to be doing this free labor for you.
What's the thing? If you were going to a no strings attached meetup, would you want to specifically be told what to say and do? Or would you want a bit of freedom to like riff it out? Now, this is knowing that you are a failed improviser.
Come on. Come the fuck on. No. I am not a failed improviser.
It's just that...
I am a successful improviser in that I don't do improv anymore. I'm reformed.
You've conquered improv by quitting.
I'm better than it.
I think... I'm not sure what commentary you made on this last time, but I'm pretty sure my issue with this remains. That it's... It feels too specific to be fun. I think if I turned up to something, I'd want to know the general vibe of what I'm expected to do. And I'd like to know that people, I'd like to know the direction we're going in sort of like, I like to be humiliated, do with that what you will. But I don't want the specific direction of like, hey, can you, grab my hair and put things in my mouth and stuff like that. I think that's it's too detailed, this direction.
I think, if you look at this as, I mean, it's just a laundry list of actions, isn't it? So if you did these one after the other, that would fill your time.
Mm.
But what you want is, you know, you want to find the fun in the room, you know?
Do you think we should start a yes and style improv school, but for sexual humiliation?
I think, Michael, honestly, I don't know if you can tell from my IMDb credits, I'm desperate to do anything.
Do you think we could do like a...
Please, I'll do anything with you, brother. I'll hitch my wagon to your rocket.
Think, like UCB, but for sexy times? I'm often thinking of business ideas, Tom, and many of them never get up. But I do think we could... Because improv and filth talk, I think they're related fundamentally, you know? I think we could make a lot of money. I think people would pay a lot of money to be taught by... World-class improvisers, Michael Hing and Tom Walker.
Okay, now I would... I object to having Michael Hing in there.
What? What, because I haven't been on a failed television show?
Well, no, you have been on failed television shows, but...
I would say all the television shows that I've been on that were cancelled were cancelled after I was fired. So
yeah, I feel like you don't have, because I have the Walker curse. Mm. If you want to nip something in the bud, if you want to just keep a mono season TV show, you put me on the first season. I'll take care of it.
Whereas if you introduce me into a show 8 seasons in or whatever it was, and then I work there for a year and a half, and it's some of the worst anxiety and stress I've ever been through, and one of the most toxic work environments I've ever been a part of, and then you fire me from that show. Or whatever, and then very soon after that, or maybe I quit, I can't remember actually, and then after that the show gets cancelled, you know, maybe you shouldn't have got rid of me. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Who knows? One of the weird things with entertainment is learning that the things that you think you want are awful.
The other thing you need to know about entertainment is that it's not a meritocracy, and anyone's success is basically random and or nepotism.
Genuinely, yes.
And I say that as someone who's had, you know, occasional moments of success. None of it was deserved, and it's entirely random.
Okay. All right. So, Michael... Mm-hmm. I have found an Improv for Naughty Play, a role-playing workshop from Wicked Grounds Annex.
What?
This class will be offered both in-person at the Wicked Grounds Annex in San Francisco and simultaneously as a live online class offered through Zoom. Have you ever been ready in a scene, fully decked out in your sexy clothes, but had trouble making up words to say? Then this workshop is perfect. After a short introduction, we will explore improv exercises to build and develop skills that you can bring back to your own scenes.
Now, is Wicked Grounds an improv theater or a sex shop? Can you tell?
Let me check it out. Wicked Grounds Annex in San Francisco. So San Francisco already, you know, this is a den of villainy. The dedicated workshop and event space for Wicked Grounds, San Francisco's home of the Quinky Queer Revolution. I believe this is, it's three guiding principles seem to be coffee, kink, community.
Wow. I mean, hey, that sounds like actually a fun place to be a part of.
Yeah, it's not what I'm into, but I can get around the coffee.
Please don't talk to me before I've had my morning humiliation.
I'm imagining how good the coffee would have to be for me to go to this place if I was really not into it at all. Like, they're the only place in town that does, like, the latte art that I like.
So Wicked Grounds is a sort of a like you said, a coffee shop and a kink store. They do a lot of some rope instructions and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of just it seems like a catch-all kink thing.
Yes.
The host of these events,
I'm glad you're looking at him.
Some of these events, at least, appears to be a person called Psycho Kitty.
Yes, that's Ryan Psycho Kitty. I'm currently looking at his Patreon for the Dirty Talk game show.
Yes, yes, this is the man.
Did you perchance type Ryan Psycho Kitty in and then go to Google Images?
I did not.
The third photo is him wearing glasses, a fedora, and steampunk goggles. And it is the most, of course, I've felt in a few months now. This guy rules, by the way. Good on him.
Yeah. I mean,
not hurting anyone.
Any anger that I feel towards him is jealousy that he's allowed to be his most free self. And yet I'm stuck here in the shell of the human being that is Michael Hing, caught by the character that the public expects. So, Wicked Grounds.
I think if I was allowed to be my most free self, I would still be sitting at computer. that's the distinct shame of it.
So, how much is this? How much are they charging for this?
Is
it online or is it
$15 or to $35? No, actually, I'm just reading here, and this is actually pretty cool. Mm-hmm. They're doing sliding scale. So, $15 if $25 is too much of a barrier of entry.
Oh.
And then $25 is the regular price.
Uh-huh. And then
if you're feeling generous, you pay it $35. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, it's just sliding scale ticketing. Would you like to join me in imagining the guy standing outside the Improv for Dirty Talk workshop and turning his pockets inside out and having a single moth flutter away?
So this guy, Ryan Psycho Kitty, mm-hmm. hosts a thing called the Dirty Talk Game Show in San Francisco.
Yeah.
A former host of ShibaraCon in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And ShibaraCon is an annual rope and bondage educational conference, which looks like it has not been, it hasn't been on since 2016, I think.
Mm-hmm. Hey, pandemic, baby. You know that pandemic.
I was mistaken. I've been to the website, and boy, howdy, is it still operating, because, well, the website's still up, and boy, howdy, is it pornographic in nature. And I have to close that very quickly, lest I get too horny, Tom.
No such thing, says I. Wow, these guys really are going at it, huh? Holy dooly.
They really do. Oh, gosh, they are. Gosh, boy, howdy, are they? Ooh.
Wow, really interesting.
They are enjoying each other's bodies.
So this is a review. Huh. Best porn gallery websites, reviews of escort websites, how to privately search the web.
Yeah, I think it's been overtaken by an algorithm or something.
Yeah.
I think maybe the internet has snapped it up.
The guy writing it is still called Rope Master.
I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before. My dirty talk story?
I don't know.
Years ago, I was dating someone who, and it was, and I had mentioned to them at some point, I can't remember what the context was, but I'd referenced some friends of ours while in a conversation with her.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, there'll be a couple of guys coming to this thing. And then, oh, the girls will be coming as well, referring to some friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend at the time was like, hey, just so you know, you shouldn't, like, guys and girls aren't equivalents. You shouldn't use the word girls to describe adult people. That's like a weird cultural thing that we do, but it's not good. And I was like,
right.
You're right. That's very smart. I will attempt to change my thought patterns and thinking around that, because it, yeah, I agree.
Oh no.
Fast forward to like a couple of weeks later,
oh.
We were having amorous relations.
Jesus, Michael.
What?
That's, no, go ahead.
What we were having, what should I have said? We were
maybe just in bed.
We were enjoying each other's bodies, Tom.
Oh.
And
oh. We
were exploring the wonders of the human body.
Okay, all right, you were doing it. I believe you.
We were exploring parts of. We were sort of experimenting with dirty talk and whatnot.
Okay.
And she said to me, "I want you to call me a bad girl."
Okay.
And I, in my head, was like, I know. What this is? I don't know. This is a setup.
Ping. If this is about the fact that sparked an already formed logic line in your head,
yes.
Because she'd forgotten to program you, right?
Yes.
Well, okay.
She,
go on.
She said, "I want you to call me a bad girl," and I said,
"Yep."
I in my head, I'm like, I know I'm not meant to do that. So I
find
said
replace.
To her, I was like, "Yeah, you're a bad woman." And then we immediately stopped having sex. And I think the lesson you learn from that is that context matters, Tom.
Yeah.
And that in the bedroom, people often, you know, it's not the same rules as elsewhere in social talk. And that actually...
Can I...
Yes, Tom?
I think that I also have a dirty talk story.
Please. Which, maybe we actually should go to this Psycho Kitty Ryan's class.
I could use some brushing up with the old skills. I could, even if they just handed me a thesaurus with like P and V, like, you know, just some bookmarks in there, that would really help me, to be honest. So when I was in this relationship, which is a similar thing, like one of my first relationships,
it wasn't hard. Sorry.
We were like in bed, exploring each other's bodies, actually, is the kind of language that I would use to describe mm-hmm. what we're doing. And she like she was trying to like riff stuff out almost.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, wow, yeah, and it's important for the story. And this is just like, you know, the kind of shit you do when it's your first real relationship.
Uh-huh.
We'd bought like a pair of, you know, sex shop handcuffs.
Okay.
So they were on her and mm-hmm. she was just like trying to talk about stuff. So she was like, yeah, you could do anything to me right now. Mm-hmm. You could do anything you could. And then it kind of became clear to me that she was kind of running out of steam, because she was like, you could kiss me, or you could fuck me. And then she was clearly looking for a third thing, mm-hmm. and she settled on, you could go in the next room and make yourself a sandwich. Come back in here and eat the sandwich while looking at me.
What did you do? Did you go and make a sandwich?
I thought about it. Immediately went through my brain, was like, what kind of thing can I knock up here? But like, what kind of thing can I knock up on minimal notice? I've got my bread. I know I've got bread. I think we've got cheese. But the idea of walking into the kitchen with the express goal of sexually making a sandwich and coming back with just three slices of bread and going, this is what I wanted.
And then the whole interaction being derailed.
Yeah.
Because, or what if you came back with a hot dog and they were like, a hot dog isn't a sandwich, and you get to be part of that Twitter, that really fun.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, my kink is content.
Oh boy.
I love that kind of shit. That is...
Twitter rules.
Ideally, I would be walking back in with like the sandwich that Homer gets obsessed with in The Simpsons, like the longest Subway sandwich.
A 30-foot hoagie or whatever.
Yeah. Or just like a classic, like, you know, the cheese and the tomato poking out the sides.
So you didn't make a sandwich, Tom?
No.
You're a coward. You're a coward. Do you ever make a sandwich now and be reminded of that time?
Almost.
Does that ever pop into your
mind? Michael, every single time. When I tell you that this interaction has created within me a sex or sandwich dichotomy, I'm being 100% honest. Every time. It's ruined my brain.
It's funny how our earliest sexual experiences really do define our brain patterns for the rest of our lives. And it's unfortunate, I would say.
Oh, it stinks. Nothing
there
good happened.
There should be a reset button you can hit at 25, I think. 25.
Yeah.
Hit that MF reset button and just start again.
Be why everyone's getting into pegging, is because if you just hit that prostate hard enough, a few of your memories get wiped out when you get reset.
Well, Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you repay me the money you finally fucking owe me.
What the?
Here on the podcast today. Do you have anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, I do. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/TomWalker. I'm doing some of my best work over there. And then, of course...
Tom Walker is good?
Yeah, Tom Walker. No, just Tom Walker. I've snagged the URL, baby. twitch.tv/TomWalker. Driving a truck. I think I'm going to spend this upcoming week trying to get a perfect barrel roll with a Scania truck. I'm genuinely very excited. But it's genuinely good, and a lot of people who don't, like, usually watch Twitch stuff watch it. It's cool.
Tom, I just Googled you for a second.
Oh, Christ.
Do you know you have a Wikipedia page?
Yeah, do you know about this?
No, I don't. I just saw that you have a Wikipedia page, and that someone has quite cruelly edited a photo of you.
Yes.
To make your face small on your big head. And it's quite funny, but it is quite mean, spirited.
So, that image... Michael, was posted in the Discord that I have by a user who went by the name Dead Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
And they just posted it roasting the fact that I had open cupboards in the background and not mentioning the fact that they'd photoshopped my face smaller. And as a result, this is like the first thing I saw when I woke up. As a result, I went into a full-on meltdown trying to work out if that was what I looked like. Because I was looking at it.
It's like, I would say 85%.
They've visibly photoshopped
what you look like.
Yeah, but as you said, they photoshopped my face smaller, and you can tell.
Mm. Well,
that is now my Wikipedia profile picture.
It's possible. And it is possible that that's just a photo of what you look like from a certain angle.
No, it's not, because the angle is front on.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe there's a way
you're
you
not
like,
gonna gaslight me on. No,
like that?
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I hate you.
Well, anyway,
it's now my Wikipedia profile picture, and as a result of people editing it too much, it is impossible for it to be edited back.
Oh, it's locked
because the page is now locked. Also, I can't even appeal to get it taken down because it's identified as a photo of Tom Walker with his face humorously photoshopped to be smaller. So it's not even a misrepresentation of the photo. Also, it doesn't say Tom Walker. It says Tim Walker.
Oh, God. This person. Whoever did this is a genius.
It's really good. It's a collaborative effort. Dead Walsh did the Photoshop, and I think that was uploaded by GC Mandrake.
That's so funny. How do we add that to your IMDb profile?
God damn
it. How do we make that that? Anyway.
I don't know.
So if you want to watch Tom's weirdly shaped face in amongst his giant head, you can find his Twitch stream at twitch.tv/TomWalker. As I said at the top of the show, I'm doing a comedy show at the Sydney Comedy Store on November the 19th, just in about 3 weeks' time. Please come and see that. It'll be really fun. It's my comedy festival show from earlier this year. Tom, you saw it. Give the people a review.
It's a great show, Michael.
That didn't seem so.
Sorry, show Michael sounds like a full name. No, it's a wonderful show. If you go, you will be... if you think you know a lot about how weird Michael Hing is now, this hour will turn all the interesting facts you thought you knew about Michael Hing into dust not fit to be touched.
It is quite a revealing show.
Still, yes.
Tom, thank you so much for spending an hour with your friend Hing, and thank you again for paying me back my fucking money. I hope you're well. I know you've got another podcast to do now.
I hope you're well. I know you're not.
Yes, so I will speak to you soon.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks, Hing. Bye. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.